This is episode 192 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today's interview with Jessica Zweig is so beautiful. I love everything about this interview, especially the priestess vision that Jessica shares with us. Jessica just released her new book, Be, A No Bullshit Guide to Increasing Your Self-Worth and Net Worth by Simply Being Yourself. I love it when I meet someone who shares the same passion for building brands from the inside out, for listening and being guided by spirit, for leading with our divine feminine, for building community, and so much more. I just love this conversation, and I adore Jessica. She is the CEO and founder of the Simply Be Agency, a personal branding company that helps millions of people worldwide. She's been named one of 2020's most notable entrepreneurs by Cranes, a personal branding expert by Forbes, a top digital marketer to watch by Inc., and the 2018 recipient of the International Gold Stevie Award for Female Entrepreneur of the Year. She's been featured on Fox, ABC, NBC, Thrive Global, Business Insider, and more as an expert on how an authentic personal brand is the key to a more successful career. Let's meet Jessica Zweig. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Jessica. I'm so thrilled to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Cami. I'm so pumped to be here.
Yeah, and tell us, where are you joining us from today?
I am here in Chicago, Illinois, where it is a balmy 60 degrees for the first time in like 6 months. So we're all very happy in Chicago right now because, oh, it's like basically summer.
Right. As we've had a couple of 60 and 70 degree days here in Colorado, and we just eat them up, and then we get a big dump of snow in between them. And that's okay, because we need the moisture, but I sure am ready for the spring and the sprouts to start coming up and all that good stuff.
Me too.
Yeah. I think you and I are very, very much aligned in the work that we're doing and, you know, the things that we're most passionate about. And I'm so glad to speak to you. And I know you just had your book come out this last month, and we'll tell people about your book, Be, which I love the name of your book, Be. We'll get into that as we get through this. But I really want to start with your story. And my listeners love to hear the story of, you know, what got you to this place that you're at and your business and your life. And I know you've got a spiritual bend too that's brought you here. So share a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, my story, it's really interesting, this perception, right, that we all have, and projection that we all have about people we see in the world. And yes, today I run a successful business. I have a book deal. I have a platform. I have a great marriage. I have like the things that you could actually equate to a happy and fulfilling life. But it hasn't always looked this way. I've been through a lot of trauma and struggle, specifically as a woman, when it comes to self-worth, self-esteem, self-love. I have definitely never considered myself, for a long time, never considered myself like financially successful, right? I struggled with a lot of debt, toxic relationships with men, body dysmorphia, been through a lot. And my journey, I mean, I guess I could take it back to high school, where I was never cool. I grew up in a very affluent suburb. My parents were, you know, self-made people. I was never part of the in crowd, was bullied a lot, carried a lot of that trauma into my 20s, and, you know, made a lot of poor decisions when it came to romantic relationships, struggled and floundered as a professional for quite some time, went to school for theater, graduated, became an actor / bartender, and did that for a long time before I stumbled into entrepreneurship, started a company when I was 27. Had no idea how to run a company, but had a vision and created this beautiful platform for women in the city that stuck around for about 7 years. And it was really that chapter of my life that I cut my teeth on digital marketing and social media and entrepreneurship. Grew a beautiful platform that was very successful from the outside, but from the inside was a totally different story. Didn't really know what I was doing running that company. Made a lot of mistakes, like on the job, got my real life MBA, School of Hard Knocks for sure, and ended up building a platform for myself along the way, my personal brand, if you will, and didn't even realize it. And then left to start my own next business, which was just a one-woman shop. I just wanted to do some consulting. And this was like in 2014. After 7 years, we had grown it to the largest online business, platform for women in Chicago for 7 years strong. It was a very sparkly socialite kind of magazine, 100,000 readers, you know, working with the biggest brands in the country. And I was super unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. I had a full-on breakdown towards the end of that journey. And that's really why I left and went off on my own to start what was, you know, a one-woman shop, Simply Be Agency. And that's really the beginning of the beginning, Cammie. Like, I went into a profound sort of pilgrimage of my own spiritual journey, the journey inward, mm-hmm. to really take a look at myself in a way I never had.
Yeah.
To really understand my own sort of responsibility in co-creating my life up until that point. You know, I was really disempowered, playing victim, blaming. And when I started to really walk the path of spiritual growth was when everything else started to really align.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
so when you got to that point where you made that big decision to say, wait a minute, I've got this sparkly life out here, but it's hollow inside. It's not feeling what, you know, it's not feeding. It wasn't feeding you at that point. What was the catalyst that said, I'm leaving this and starting that?
So there was a series of, I think, micro moments, but the biggest moment was one particular afternoon. So I had been getting sick, physically mm-hmm. sick.
Right. Isn't that what happens when we start hearing these? It's like we know something's happening there.
Absolutely. Louise Hay said it, like mm-hmm. our physical illnesses are all just manifestations of an emotional illness. Mm-hmm. And I had been getting chronic sinus infections. I had 9 sinus infections in the course of 12 months. And if you know anything about sinus infections, and I would get them brutally, they last about six weeks. Mm-hmm. So do the math. And I was sick for a year and I ended up having to have surgery on my sinuses because they were so impacted. They couldn't drain. And I had my face all sliced open and I was, you know, healing from that surgery and my apartment in Chicago, and I'd been forced to sit and be mm-hmm. right for the first mm-hmm. time in my life, mm-hmm. really four weeks became 6 weeks, became 12 weeks. And I couldn't get better. It was a really long recovery. And I remember getting out of the apartment one day, I couldn't take it anymore. I went out to a park and I was sitting on this grassy knoll. This is a true story. It's so cliche, but I was sitting on this grassy knoll and I just had a full on nervous emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. Cause it was unnerving for me to just be with myself. And I heard in that moment, in the middle of that emotion, right? Cause our emotions are the portal, you know, right. into a higher consciousness.
Right.
And I heard an inner voice, a higher voice, my higher self speak through my crown chakra, literally like something came through me. I didn't know what it was. It wasn't me, but it was. And it told me I had to stop doing this business, that my life was out of alignment and that I had to shift, that there needed to be a change. And I have a little tattoo on my wrist. I don't know if you can see it,
Simply,
but it says Simply Be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it had been there for a long time and I had never really seen it. Until that moment.
Oh, you had actually had that for a long time. And in that moment you saw it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, aha, It was meant for, it was meant to be planted for that moment. You know, when you decided to get that those years before, it was meant for you to receive it in that moment.
Exactly.
Nice.
And it was that true day, to be honest, that crossroads moment, that breakdown on that grassy knoll, when I heard my higher self say I needed a shift. I looked down at this tattoo on my wrist, saw Simply Be, and it was like, that's what you're here to do. You're not, you're not doing this. It's on your wrist every day staring at you, but you're not even following your own advice. And you should create a company that's in alignment. And it doesn't matter what it is, but call it Simply Be, because that will be your reminder. So.
And there are, and that's what's planted the seeds for it. So you made the shift. And what was the journey, the pathway, the catalyst that took you into that spiritual journey? I mean, what was the pathway, I guess, is really the word that I'm looking for, that, that led you next?
Yeah. Well, I've always been spiritual and I didn't even realize it. Like, I used to talk to the angels and the goddesses when I was a little girl. Like, I find journals and little books when I was a little girl, and I was like, wow, you were really connected back then.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
It's true. It's wild. I used to write poetry when I was like 15, 16, and I would speak about the goddess and the infinite and, you know, oh, it was amazing. Angels. So I found my way back to spirituality in a much more profound way. And honestly, right around this time, like the true rock bottom moment of my life.
Right. I mean, that's really what opens up so often for so many of us. I think so many of us have that kind of a story where something happens and then we see our way into spirituality in ways that have been calling to us for a while.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, through my journey and my lessons and my experiences, of which I've had many at this stage in my life, it's why we come here. It's why we come to planet Earth to evolve, to be refined through pain and darkness so that we can find our light and be the light and share the light, live the
especially
light.
Especially right now, right? In the mix
especially
of everything.
Right now. Yes.
I think we were all selected right now.
We 100% were.
Yes.
We're not here by accident.
Right.
We're here on divine assignment, and it is such an exciting time to be alive. And such an important time to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I did a couple things to answer your question. You know, I hired a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I invested in as broke as I was, I found a way to pull together some dollars and invest in a business coach who had a very strong spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And she's my coach today. I still work with her.
That's awesome.
So having a relationship like her in my life has been transformational. I started to look towards like leaders, like thought leaders. Like started getting into Eckhart Tolle and Marianne Williamson's work and Gabby Bernstein and
my favorite.
like Deepak Chopra. I mean, that whole world of spiritual thought leadership really was cracked open to me in that moment. I also started to immerse myself in different relationships and friendships and circles. You know, found a community of sisters that were, you know, into the moon, into really communing as women and empowerment and divine feminine work, and went on a couple retreats and like really started to take these massive leaps and bounds towards a whole other side of life that, had always been there, but I didn't realize it. And I just was called like one after the next.
It kept showing up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also experienced in like plant medicines, but I don't really like to promote that because I've done my work and I've gotten what I've needed to get. And I have a very strong opinion about that space. It's become so trendy and it can be dangerous. And so I've actually had more cosmic connections completely sober, just like being in nature than I have on a plant medicine. But that, needless to say, there have been some moments of acceleration, I guess, where I've seen and understood things through those experiences. I would say that my spiritual practice and my spiritual understanding is the biggest part of my life today. It awesome. Takes precedent over my career. It takes precedent over, it's the reason for everything.
Right.
Like, it's the reason right. for it all being.
That's so, and my listeners are going to love this because it's so aligned with, you know, what my community feels and acts and does and all of those sorts of things. And listening to that inner wisdom and tapping into the teachers that show up in your space. And it's just such a beautiful journey. And I know that you, integrating the divine feminine into your energies as a CEO has been important to you. Tell us a little bit how that ties into it.
So I believe, and I'll say this boldly, that I am part of a new generation of female leadership.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. And the world needs it. It's the right. medicine.
Yeah. What I often say is that women's wisdom is a medicine our earth needs right now.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And so the old paradigm, right, is the founded on the patriarchy, which is the over dominance and over celebration of the divine masculine. Now the divine masculine is divine. It's needed. It's beautiful. We have to have the energies as women, specifically of the divine masculine, in order to get things done. We have to be empowered to lead and to assert and to problem solve and to, you know, make our way through, you know, protect our time and our staff, like all of these energies, right, of the divine masculine. I believe I have really leaned into, and I think more and more women are, it's like this rise of the female entrepreneur right now. It's so happening. But yet, those energies, when they're overly dominant in a workplace, regardless if it's coming from a woman or a man, typically comes from men. We suffer and we don't show up as our highest selves, and we can't be in our highest states as women in leadership. And the divine feminine, in my book at least, is just the approach to business that is led by love and unapologetic empathy and compassion, and building a business where people are nurtured and are seen, and we lead with our intuition and our flow and surrendering to, you know, the circumstances and schedule and, you know, opportunities that come and go, like versus trying to muscle my way and control everything. Right. And that has been a big journey for me. And at the same time, a way in which I lead my company, like my office, I call my office my temple. There's a meditation room. My entire office is pink. Like there's crystals, there's conscious food in the fridge. There's, you know, plants everywhere that we like talk to. We play music. We take time out for balance every day. Like, and I still make a lot of money, and not that that's about right, but like you can have these things in your business as a woman and still be a businesswoman. And yet,
and I would say that that probably happened, your success probably happens because you approach your business in that way, because you get into the flow of, right. of what you were meant to be bringing into the world, and the universe gets right. very supportive around you, and it becomes very, it's just such a different approach than that linear driven approach that, you know, we used to know, and that is shifting so beautifully yeah. today.
Yeah. It really is. And I also want to say too, like, it's not about the crystals and the plants and the conscious food. Like that's the dressing. That's yeah. the spiritual sort of, yeah.
It's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Cause I talk about R factor, how we resonate matters. It's our mindset, our body, how we take care of our body. It's our spirit, however you spirit, and it's about community. So our factor is those four components, and those are in all the things that you named fit within the scope of that. It's the scope of how do we resonate on a higher vibration. And when we take care of ourselves first, then it really becomes much more of a flow approach to our business. I love it.
And that is the real work. And I will say too, one of the biggest components to bringing the divine feminine into my work as a female entrepreneur mm-hmm. has been the practice of radical, radical boundaries. And boundaries is a loaded word, but I envision it as I do a lot of work with the archetype of the priestess, actually. Mm-hmm. And I love her. Mm-hmm. And the priestess, in my imagination, is always sitting in her temple, right? Exalted, alone, quiet, still, in a massive temple on her throne with herself. Her divinity is found in this solitude and the ability to become like a still water so she can be a reflector of the divinity in others. Mm. And surrounding that temple is a big moat of water. And there's a drawbridge that usually is up. And that's beautiful. And that's because she needs that solace and space and solitude, I should say, so that she can be that gift to the world. And so radical space for myself, like not making plans on the weekends with anyone, as many friends as I have, you know, taking like days away, but creating sacred space in my morning, non-negotiable space during the day to be with myself, like then the crystals in the office have meaning. Then the conscious right. food has attention, you know, because mm-hmm. you're taking that reverence for yourself. And so that's radical boundaries is a big piece, I think, of living the divine feminine in your work as a woman.
And I love that visual. I totally love the visual of the drawbridge, sure. the radical boundaries. Yeah. It's interesting. I just left a board that I have been part of for 5 years. It's been part of the Women's Foundation of Colorado. And I love the board. I love the organization. And it was the boundaries piece for me. I've stepped back and I was like, I was really tuned into what is on my calendar that I absolutely love right now. And what am I not loving so much right now? And there was a clear knowing for myself. And so listening to that inner wisdom and creating that space. And it's kind of along the same lines, looking at your calendar every week and going, what's really meaningful to me right now that I need to be spending my time on, and then getting really diligent about taking things off that aren't lighting you up in the same way that they might have once lit you up. So it's we have to check back into it, right?
Beautiful advice. Yes, I love that advice. Like there are things that initially I call it like a full heart yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, if it's not a full heart yes, it's a hell no.
Yes.
And you know, some people say full body yes. I'm like, it's got to be a full heart yes.
I like that.
And certain things can be full heart yeses, and then after time, they're not.
Right.
And that doesn't make that a bad thing or you a bad person for not just wanting to do the thing anymore. It's shifted, and right. that's
exactly perfectly exactly. Divine. So your business that you started as you stepped into this new space is simply be right.
Yeah.
Simply. And what is it? What do you do?
It's a personal branding company. And so we help executives, entrepreneurs, you know, solopreneurs, creatives, CEOs build their personal brand platform so that they can drive their business and their missions forward. So we're real experts, if you will, in the digital mm-hmm. marketing space. We know how to craft strategy, messaging, content, social media, PR. We do all of those activities. That's a big cornerstone of what people pay us to do. But we take a very unique approach. I mean, if you can't tell, I'm a little spirit, a little woo-woo, right? So I bring that to the client work. Like we all here are here on divine assignment. And like right now I have a client in my office who's the CEO of one of the biggest privately owned, female-led companies in the food industry. Mm-hmm. You know, she's running a multi-million-dollar company. And she wants to write a book and launch a platform as the CEO, teaching people how to live their light, own their legacy, create cultures that are inclusive and make a difference in the world. Mm. Right. And so when we elevate a client like that, right, it 100% supports her business. Like that's an investment in her company's marketing and perception and messaging and client acquisition. But at the same time, it's also a way in which to really change the world and to create a ripple effect of light. Right. And so that's what makes Simply Be unique. So we're a personal branding company with a real hard hard hand in the power of authenticity. Mm. And that's what my book is about. And that's what, you know, my whole mission personally is all about.
Awesome. So awesome. So you talk about the four brand pillars. What are those?
Yeah. So I often say that branding is an exercise in clarity. So it doesn't matter how well you understand your own brand. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to understand it. That's a given. What matters is that other people who've never heard of you understand your brand in less than 15 seconds. Like, that's branding done well. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have to reconcile the fact that we're humans and we're complicated and we're ever evolving and we're not meant to be understood under 15 seconds. You know, it's true. So the brand pillars, which stem from an exercise in my hologram, my framework called the hologram, is a way in which to achieve that clarity without sacrificing depth. And so I would ask the listeners of your show, when they come online and share, right, when they are creating content, when they're creating awareness, to really center in on four brand pillars, mm-hmm. otherwise known as like content topics, but mm-hmm. I like to call them pillars because it's the pillars of which your whole platform and message stand upon. Mm-hmm. And the way we get clear on what those pillars are is to really narrow in on what are the things that we know the most about, right? What can we really go deep on when it comes to creating content and value for other people? Where's our depth of expertise? What are the things that really light us up? What are we passionate about? So I'm really passionate about spirituality, of course, but you're not going to pay Jessica to come and do a talk on spirituality. Like, that's not I'm not Gabby Bernstein. I'm not Deepak Chopra. I'm doing this thing called personal branding, but yet my approach to spirituality and my passion make me real, and they make me relatable, and they make me accessible, and they make me for a specific person too, because not everybody's going to vibe with that. Some people might think I'm too woo-woo or hippie, exactly. or whatever. So fine. That's not my client. That's right. Not my follower. That's not my person in my network. So this is about really drilling into the things that I often say, showcase your expertise mm-hmm. and your humanity, narrow it down to four. You got to prioritize it. You can't be about everything or you're going to be about nothing to no one.
Right.
And that's the foundation of your brand. Those mm-hmm. four pillars. And there's a whole bunch more, you can do with that in my book, B. But that's a beautiful place to begin.
That's awesome. I love that. And it's fun. And like I said, we are so aligned in so many things. I'm working on a client presentation for my mastermind group this afternoon, and we're talking about content strategy. And there's four buckets outside the main. If the whole world could hear one message from you, what is it? And then there's the four supporting points around that one message. So I love that we look at it through that lens, and we get that people digging in deeper into the, you know, what is it that you really stand for? What do you want people to know you for? So powerful. I'm going to have to recommend your book to all my clients so they'll go deeper with this work. Yeah. Yeah. So you talk about content is no longer king, and but instead it's about connection, community, relationship. That's like, yes. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. I mean, there is a marketing term called content is king. It came mm-hmm. about like the early
2000s. We've all seen it.
We all know it. And I disagree with that. I think that's BS.
It's not just about putting a whole bunch of information out there.
Nope.
There's enough of that out there.
Yeah. It's a noisy world. So don't add to the noise, add value.
Right.
You know, be of service. Mm-hmm. Don't just crank content to just get the clicks or get the traffic, but right. do it because you actually really want to help people. Mm-hmm. And remembering that you don't need to reach millions of people anymore to make millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, the end game should be impact, not just eyeballs. And so to me, content is no longer king. Clarity is king. Consistency is queen. And then to follow the rest of the C's, which is commitment, community, compounding, connection, like that. Those are the things that resonate today. And we've really lost our way. And in a large way, when it comes to the point of the internet and social media, mm-hmm. I've been around a long time. I often say I look a little younger than I am. At least I like to believe that I haven't been around a minute. I started my career in 2008 when the internet sort of started and social media should have started. And the principles that applied back then of like why we got on to do this thing called social media is still relevant today. Like, it's to connect, it's to create relationships, it's to be social, to be human, to treat people like people and not just likes on a camera screen.
Right,
like,
right.
We're all human beings at the on the other side. And so really, when you come from that place and you create your content, you know, back to the priestess, her element, one of her highest descriptors is resonance, this vibration. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you create from your heart, people can feel that.
Yes.
Your people will feel that. And so don't get so lost in the content game. Like, be clear, be of service, stay the course, stay consistent. That's strategic and necessary. But remember that it's about connecting. Mm-hmm. And building your own community. You don't have to have everyone in the world like you and love you. It's impossible. So don't even try.
Right.
Just show up, be of service, be clear, be consistent. Do things with service and you'll win. I promise. Yes.
And I so agree with the build your own community and really create this inner web of people within your community. Create connections, create ways for them to interact and engage with each other, to share with each other. And there's just so much expansion in that kind of approach to marketing versus the nobody wants to see another pretty meme.
No.
Oh my gosh. Stop the pretty memes.
1,000%. And it's also like, I don't know. It's like, people can see through that now. People want real. People want authentic. People want to see your real life expressed in a way that is relatable. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say too, because I've gotten this reflection and it's kind of annoying to be honest, but at the same time, I can appreciate it. Like, I have a very like polished presence, like Jessica, like I can, mm-hmm. I look very sparkly and very yellow. I wear, a lot of makeup. I look pretty. Like, things are, they always look branded, right? And mm-hmm. that is a skill of mine. It's also an expression that is authentic of mine. Like, mm-hmm. I was bullied and made fun of and never felt pretty and never felt cool and never felt good enough. And I've worked really hard to be the sparkly girl on Instagram. Like, that's an authentic expression of me. Not all of me. It's a version of me. But it's just as authentic as the version of me sitting on the couch with my dogs with no makeup, watching a movie, drinking tea, it's all the same Jessica. And so who are we to judge what someone is being, when something is being authentic or not? I know that I come from my heart. It doesn't matter what I look like. It's how I make people feel. It's an energy and it's a resonance back to that.
Right. And so, it's you. It's you being you, showing up. And, sure. And owning the gift of who you are.
And I'm saying that exactly for everyone listening. Like, yes. It's not about just like, here's my story. Like, trust yourself, believe in yourself, show up as you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. If you're coming from your heart and you really genuinely care to serve mm-hmm. and are creating a message around that, mm-hmm. people will feel that or they mm-hmm. won't. And that's right. Okay.
Right. That's I love it. Totally love it. So tell us about your book. So it's a no bullshit guide to increasing your self-worth and net worth by simply being yourself. Yes, I love it.
That's the title. And it's I call my book A Permission Slip to Be Yourself and the Roadmap to Help You Build It. Mm. So it is a tactical step-by-step playbook, workbook, part workbook on how to build your personal brand. I give away the keys to the kingdom. I don't hold anything back when it comes to what I teach the reader. It's exactly what I teach in my 7-figure branding agency. Like, I give it away. I don't hold any. Like, people were like, wow, I've never read a book that is this detailed. And I feel like I ripped you off or something. You just gave it away for $25, which is an awesome feeling. And yet it's so much more than a tactical branding book. It's encased in an empowerment manifesto. Mm-hmm. It's really a reminder that no one is you. Live your light. don't make apologies. All of the things that have shifted you, shaped you, broken you, transformed you is your magic. Mm-hmm. And you actually need to bring that to the table versus thinking you need to be a two-dimensional projection of yourself. It really sets people free. And it also teaches them from some very tangible things on how to show up today and drive their success on their own terms. And so that's what my book is about, B.
That's so exciting. And where can they get it?
They can get it on Amazon. They can get it on Barnes & Noble. They can get it at local bookstores. It's sold at Target. It's basically sold wherever books are sold.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I know it just came out. And so congratulations on getting that out to the world.
Thank you so much. And thank you for just these beautiful questions. Like, I feel such a resonance with you. And it's so mm-hmm. clear that you... are really on the path and are leading, you know, women and just such a connected voice. Mm. And so
thank you.
I'm really grateful. Yeah.
Thank you. So where can people learn more about you and your work?
They can go to simplybeagency.com to learn mm-hmm. more about my business. They can go to jessicazweig.com to learn more about me and my book. They can follow me on social media. I'm at Jessica Zweig basically everywhere. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Okay. The final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
If you have two people in your life you could trust with your life, you're blessed. Like, keep your circle close. You don't need millions of people. You just need a right couple few to call your inner tribe and the people who will be there for you, who will take a bullet for you. Like, stay close to those people. Those people will remind you of who you are. Mm-hmm. I would say flex the word no. Don't be afraid to draw your own radical boundaries. You are your most precious asset. So invest in you. Take the time for yourself and don't feel guilty for it. You're a priestess.
Mm-hmm.
You need your temple.
Own your priestess.
Own your priestess. And the last one I would say is, everything is happening for you, not to you.
Yeah. So agree with that. And open up into it and open it up into the gift that's there for you to explore and grow and expand in. And Jessica, this has been so much fun. And I love all the work you're putting out into the world and what you stand for. So thank you so much for joining us today. And just really appreciate knowing you.
But ditto, you're amazing. Love your spirit. Love your energy. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Have a good day. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammygelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.